If you love Christmas, then all your Christmases have come at once.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
This is Christmas Podding, the podcast dedicated to all things Christmas.
Hi.
Who is it?
It's Carol Singers.
This is Christmas Podding's 12 Days of Christmas Podcasts, a podcast every day from now till Christmas Day.
Good King Wenceslas, look out.
Now, here's your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Well, hi everyone, thanks for joining us. This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. This is the 12 Days of Christmas podcast. We're doing an episode every day between now and Christmas Day. It's getting closer. A Merry Christmas, Vanessa.
Merry Christmas. I am loving this, the daily episodes.
I'm getting a bit tired. I'll be honest with you. I'm getting a bit tired.
You know what? I think that we may just have to like feed off each other.
Oh, yeah.
I assume what will happen is as I'm peaking, you're in your trough. When I get to the trough, you'll be peaking. Like, we've just got to carry each other through.
And there's
the
so much to talk about. And I'm going to pull back the curtain here for a second because it was Vanessa said to me, we should shorten these podcasts.
Yes,
and
I said,
we've tried. And every time we try and shorten it, we go longer.
Hey, figure.
Can we make it a bit shorter and we're another 15 minutes on top of it? We could talk Christmas all year. Yeah. We do. And there's a podcast every day between now and Christmas Day. And there's a lot coming up on today's episode. Why not to work Christmas Day? Now, I've always been a big advocate for working Christmas Day. The extra pay, I think it's a great, you know, especially this time of year.
What?
I've got all the top tips on why you shouldn't work Christmas Day. Try and get out of it if you can. And some Christmas Day horror stories coming up. We'll get to that a little later on as well. Found this great site that lists all the horrible things that went wrong. And you know what? It's a magnet for it. Christmas Day really does bring trouble for all the right and wrong reasons. We'll get onto that a little later on. Let's start with social media on Christmas Day. Are you planning on posting? We may have said a couple of episodes ago that social media can really ruin the day because we're always trying to live up to that Insta Christmas. I want to post the best photo. I want to, you know, pose for a good shot. But they're now saying social media on Christmas Day is actually perfect, especially if you're alone. Joining in a random Christmas thread, you know, Twitter hashtags, being a part of everyone else's Christmas really can combat a day that you may not be enjoying.
You know what? I feel like last year I probably would have said, no, why on earth would we make social media a central part of our day? Like, put the phone down and be with the people that you are with physically. This year, as we've seen, so many people will not be together physically.
Yeah.
Like, there are families separated by states and countries and the other side of the world.
Restrictions and lockdowns and all sorts of stuff.
If you even wanted to and had the money to fly overseas, you literally cannot. So I feel like this year, you're right. Like, I can see why this has become a thing now and why it is really important to use something like social media for its greater good, which can be inclusion and breaking down those barriers that we have a way to access each other and to communicate without being physically in the same room.
Look, I think social media cops a bad rap. I'm actually a big fan.
Yeah.
And I might not be the biggest poster, but I'm a big consumer. I like to see what everyone else is doing.
You're a stalker.
Not at all.
That's known as online stalking.
No, it's not. I just like to see what everyone's doing.
But you need to contribute yourself as well.
I do. As I said, okay. I'm not the biggest contributor. I still contribute regularly, multiple times per week.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those everyday type of people.
Yeah.
Like, it might be three times a week. That's still a lot.
Yeah.
Still a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting back just stalking. I mean, I am stalking. I'm on Instagram. I've never posted once. I just use it.
Are you on Instagram?
Didn't you know?
See, I wouldn't have known that
because
you never interact.
No, I just watch on Instagram or stalk.
Do you ever post?
No, I just said I've never posted.
Once. But I didn't know if you were saying I hardly post.
Never on Instagram. Instagram is purely for stalking. You're right.
That's how you knew where I was when I was away a couple of weekends ago.
Yeah.
Yes. Because
did you not know how I knew?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe you'd been talking to my husband or something, but I didn't realise.
I saw you on Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I enjoy following a thread.
Good to know.
I enjoy following and seeing what I saw you down the other week when you were down at Byron Bay. I saw your posed photo by the lighthouse and I scoffed and went, "Oh, that's such a setup shot."
Who doesn't pose in front of the lighthouse?
Anyway, you're missing the point. What a
the
The point is, I was impressed by your posts. I'm impressed by everyone's posts on Christmas Day. I like to see what people are doing. I think if you're alone too, fantastic. Jumping on board, see what the celebs are doing.
Yeah.
You know, post a message to your friends. I think it's got its merit, and Christmas Day could be a way to save Christmas Day this year.
Do you think there's a line?
I think I said that wrong. And social media could be a way to save Christmas this year.
Do you think that there is a boundary, though, where we should be careful about what we're posting and, you know, just around being sensitive to other people's situations and things? Do you think there is kind of a social media etiquette on Christmas Day around that? Or can you just post?
I think that's hard, isn't it? Like, why should you curtail your excitement because someone else isn't as happy? It depends. I wonder if it's close to you, if it's a family or a friend, maybe. Why would you?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
You went away for a weekend to Byron Bay. I didn't see you curtailing your post because I wasn't there. You're posting away every 2 minutes. There was a beautiful photo of your lovely family.
It wasn't that frequent.
There was a lot of photos. They were great photos. There was at least four.
Four photos.
That's a lot of posts.
It was only on stories.
Did you curtail it, though?
No, but I didn't post it everywhere. You know, I just... It was only on stories.
Well, that's your own question.
Okay. What I have seen in some areas is some people going, hey, guys, can we just tone down on the posting of the excesses around?
Really?
Yeah. Because 2020 has been a difficult year for some people, can we avoid the whole 500 presents under the tree, my kid got a new iPhone and a trampoline and a boat. You know, like, it's just more sensitivities around that.
I don't post like that anyway. That's not my type of post. Like, I'm a private poster. And when I say that, you know, we try and protect the kids when we post.
Yeah.
We never post our address. You know, like, we always keep a lot of things private-esque. But so, no, I don't have friends like that either.
Yeah. Well,
do you?
No, but it's something that's kind of come into my awareness through other people's comments and posts. And I just think, yeah, that is important. But
it's got merit.
Do you think that just a generic Merry Christmas message is too diluted and lost in the masses? Like that when it's not personal?
I remember a time before iPhones, so even go back to 2004. 2005-ish, and you'd have your old Nokia N95 and you'd get the text message. That was clearly just a cut and paste from
what you've...
And that, I hated those so much. They were so annoying.
Like, we've spoken previously about the dying art of the Christmas card.
I posted mine out weeks ago.
You did? You know, compare writing and sending a physical Christmas card to a generic Merry Christmas message on Facebook.
What's level of friends,
isn't
it? You
think there is no comparison. And do people put that on Facebook going, now I don't need to send any Christmas cards to my friends? Like, I think that is a real shame that we are losing that personal touch.
We're in the minority with Christmas cards, though. Yeah. And I only send ours really to family.
Yeah.
Like, I used to have a list of 30 or 40, and then no one's writing back.
I know.
So I've only just put the... And did you even do one last year?
I think I did postcards.
You stopped for a little while, but you're back this
year,
aren't you? You're hand-making them again this year, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So listen, there's plenty of ways to get involved. I think it's not as bad as people make out. Maybe social media does play a role on Christmas Day. We're going to delve into our own pantries in just a second. Christmas Day menus. It turns out we're both hosting our own Christmases independently. What's on the menu, we'll find out next.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Available now, just in time for Christmas. It's Christmas Podding's podcast playlist. Liam and Ness's ultimate list of Christmas classics like this.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low.
Festive page like this.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our name's Aaliyah Maness. We talk all things Christmas, and we are doing a podcast today, every day between now and Christmas Day. In fact, you can download the whole back catalogue while you're baking Christmas dinner, put us on. While you're putting up the last minute tree, put us on. Christmas shopping, put us on in your headphones. Have a listen. We're talking Christmas and Christmas menu on our agenda. It turns out we're both independently hosting Christmas dinners. Are you doing lunch or dinner? What's
lunch?
Yeah, me too.
Yep, yep. But a hot lunch.
Me
yep.
too. How many on the guest list? How many are you catering
we
for?
We have 9 people in total sitting around the Christmas table.
We've got 9. I've just worked out our table only takes 8. And I just I did think of there's a beautiful auntie that lives about an hour away. And okay. I said, I'm just going to put her in a cab and bring her over.
Okay.
Like, she's too old to drive herself.
Well, this is how I grew up 10. On Christmas Day, was me and my sister on the piano stool on the end of the table. That's how you get an extra seat on the Christmas table.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking I've got a plastic table out in the garage that I might put at the end of our nice wooden table. So we'll make it work. What's on the menu? What are you making this year?
Okay, well, guess what my main meat is going to be?
Turkey.
Absolutely. You've
turkey.
Got it. Now, yeah. I've been looking around at what stuffing to put in, so I think I'll go a nice like walnut and cranberry stuffing for the turkey, but then just do quite a simple turkey itself. As we discovered at Christmas in July, my new game changer is
barbecue ham
in the barbecue, hood down. So I'm definitely going to be doing a glaze. Like, I might do that same ginger glaze I did at Christmas in July.
I saw a mini ham in the shops the other day.
Divine.
Like, it was the size of a brain, your two fists together. So it was actually very small.
Okay.
I thought, that's like a meal. That's just enough for the family for one meal, as opposed to the big 2 5-kilo.
I got my Christmas ham from as a work gift.
Already?
This week. Yeah, just a couple of days ago.
Have they already handed them out?
Yeah.
I didn't get one.
Didn't you?
I'm going to ring up today and get one. I'm only in there every couple of days.
So. Yeah, well.
How big was it?
Oh, decent.
Yeah, right.
A couple of kilos.
It's good.
Yeah, right. So there's the ham sorted.
Yeah, might have a couple of spare. I'm going in there tomorrow. I might try and go and grab myself one.
Perfect.
They got any spares?
That's right. So I'll definitely be doing roast potatoes as well.
Yep.
I just feel like that's a Christmas staple. And people are bringing other things too. My mum, we spoke a couple of weeks ago about what you might compromise on and buy rather than make from scratch. And I said how last year I bought the Christmas pudding. Well, my mum was like, we are definitely not having bought Christmas pudding.
Really?
Put me down for pudding. She loves making a pudding, so she's making that from scratch. She was like, no, don't need a bought pudding.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to make that. So, yeah, what's on your menu?
I'm going to do a chicken roll, so I'm not doing a full bird. I'll just buy a roast.
Now, you were talking about turkey.
Never.
Turkey roll?
I just said that to placate you. No, I'm never doing that. Okay. I don't really like the taste of turkey. Like, it's
but it tastes like chicken.
No, it's too gamey for me.
Okay.
So I'll do like a turkey roll, a chicken roll. I'm doing turkey roll. apricot and sage inside it.
I do
love an oven-baked ham, so I'll be doing that as well. Just just warm it up. Probably some sort of marmalade. I like the fruity marmalades on top, so maybe some sort of citrusy marmalade over the top.
I can recommend that ginger marmalade.
Did you pre-buy that?
Yeah, it was just from Woolies.
I always do bread rolls too on Christmas, like hot bread rolls. Hot bread rolls.
That's a good idea. I might add that to my list.
What I haven't decided on yet is the veggies. I don't know. A bag of peas?
See,
I don't know. Like, definitely potatoes.
Yeah.
I mastered the Jamie Oliver roast potato many years ago.
Yeah.
So that's just a given. I'll do a bag of potatoes.
Definitely.
But maybe, I don't know, just some peas to keep
well,
it quiet.
Well, that's the thing. Do you do
minted
warm
peas.
Vegetables to go with?
Yeah.
Or do you do then nice salads to complement?
No. And I'm planning on doing it all too. No one's required to bring anything. So then you can control the narrative.
Yeah, I do. I get that fully.
Well, this is great. What am I going to do with this tart that doesn't?
Yeah, those Brussels sprouts.
Maybe a pav. We don't want a light pav for later in the afternoon.
I might do a trifle.
Yeah, the options are endless. So look, that's our Christmas dinner's done. I am nervous about it. I haven't done Christmas at my house for over a decade.
Okay,
that's a long time without doing.
What about? Are you thinking about table settings?
God no, couldn't kill.
Well, is your wife?
Someone will do it. Yes. I'm sure my wife has got it nailed. My wife loves the trimmings. So we don't have any of it because we haven't done it in over 10 years. We've got no placemats. We've got nothing Christmas-esque.
And so are you definitely doing everybody sits down at the table?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I am big on, though, is I love Christmas bonbons, crackers, and I never buy cheap bonbons.
Okay.
I always buy the big ones.
They're so expensive.
It's the one thing that you've got to spend money on.
Really?
Yeah, I'd never. Those little cheapy ones. And I did. I wish I'd written the brand down. I'd found a bonbon that was good for people with larger head sizes, larger head circumferences, with a big hat.
Did they have that disclaimer on did you just find it by random?
I found it.
Oh, my gosh.
And what I did.
Is that a thing?
I went around and then grabbed everyone's hat at the end of the Christmas lunch, and I put them in an envelope.
Weren't they all sweaty?
No, they were fine.
Okay.
And then used them the next year, and then I went and I used them last year. I got 3 years out of them.
So you've got a supply.
No, I lost them last year. I left them on our holiday.
No.
I couldn't. I was so gutted at this fantastic.
Do you know where to get them from?
No, I have to dig deep and find them.
No.
So if anyone can help me out, I need extra large Christmas hats. Not for me, for the rest of, maybe me and the rest of the family. We have large heads. We once got a tape measure in the bonbon, and we spent the Christmas measuring our heads. Dad won.
That is awesome.
I came second, and my daughter came third.
Did you like Google the average head size of the population to see like where you were placed?
I could tell you what it is. I reckon it'd be 58 centimetres. Because I'm 60.
What's your average in your family?
I'm 60. Dad's 61. My daughter's 59. So I reckon around 57, 58 is around normal. You see it on the inside of glasses. You know when you read glasses?
Oh, yeah.
It's got
or
a number.
Hats.
Yeah. So the number on the inside of your glass frames is your head circumference.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So if it says 57, you've got a 57 head. If it says 54, you've got a 54 centimeter head. Yeah.
I don't wear glasses.
We
so
could
I'm
talk about
head
circumference all day. So anyway.
We actually could.
Those are our Christmas Day options. Why you shouldn't be working on Christmas Day, we'll give you some reasons. I've been saying for years it's the best thing ever. Apparently not. What the experts are saying on Christmas Podding up next.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas. With your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. We talk all things Christmas, and there's been a real push as to why you shouldn't work Christmas Day. In fact, the experts are saying working on Christmas Day really sucks. Now, for years I've been saying, if you can, do. Usually it's double time. There's good money involved. As a teenager, when I was working at the Big Pineapple, I rostered myself on every Christmas Day for the money. It's like 4-hour shifts. You're getting triple time or something ridiculous. You got fed. Like, with other people, everyone's in a good mood.
Yeah.
Like, I remember we had lunch at a restaurant last year on Christmas Day, and the vibe was so good because all the people working there were banding together. Like, you could tell it was a fun vibe of a day. But here's why they reckon it sucks. The family guilt kicks in. I'm not with my family today.
Uh-huh.
I should be home right now. The clock watching, which is the slowest day ever, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Just sitting there waiting for your shift to finish. Everyone's got food at their desk that you probably shouldn't touch. So everyone's got that secret stash. If you start taking it, you become known as the Christmas thief.
Yeah, like
you get in trouble with it. And then we've touched on this before, the smug Facebook posts. Look at the Christmas lunch I'm having. Oh, I'm stuck at work.
Depressing.
So would you work? Have you worked Christmas Day before?
No, I've never worked Christmas Day, although we have in the past given the illusion of working Christmas Day in radio. And then I had people like saying to me like, oh, you poor thing. Oh, you had to work Christmas. I was like, yeah it was
It's a horrible
really
day.
Tough.
So we might as well tell me what we did. For a decade, we did a breakfast radio show together.
Yeah.
And we used to record Christmas Day. It sounded like we were there.
Yeah. So it sometimes felt like
we were not there.
It did sometimes feel like. But no, I've certainly worked Christmas Eve. I've certainly worked Boxing Day, right around it. Never worked Christmas Day. And to be honest, they couldn't pay me any amount to do that. It's not important to me. Mm. Like, I'm happy to work over the Christmas period. Mm. Like, I'm happy to work either day. No, not an issue. Christmas Day, no, that is a no-go for me. And I've worked Easter Sunday before.
Yeah.
And even though that has a different feel to Christmas Day, it's not quite up there for most of us as Christmas Day is. But I felt quite sad working that day. I was like, this hasn't been the same Easter for me.
Yeah, right.
Like, and that was pre-kids. Like, that was when I was a uni student and footloose, you know. You can never offer me enough.
Trying to think of the last Christmas Day I worked. You've got to admit, I've been a big advocate for people working Christmas Day, especially 2020.
Yeah.
You know, take the money while you can. I can't remember the last time I actually worked it. So it must have been in the 90s. Like,
okay.
I haven't worked it for 2 decades. So, and you're right, you couldn't pay me enough. Where we currently work, I roster myself on nearly every public holiday because it's good. It's time and a half.
Yep, yep.
And I can, but I'm not working Christmas Day.
No.
I got better things to do.
Yeah.
You're right. You can't pay me enough to work Christmas Day.
Yeah.
That's me personally. But it's different when you've got kids. We've both got young kids.
You're right. That it is phase of life for sure. When you are young and or perhaps you don't have family around or you don't have the same kind of commitments and plans, I can understand why the money's good and why it can be good. Like
You might have to. Don't forget, sometimes life goes on. There are people that have to work Christmas Day. Yeah. I really admire all the guys where we work that are working Christmas Day because someone has to do it.
I know. I saw the roster. Yeah. And I was like, wow. Actually, some of my colleagues are working.
Yeah.
And I know that when we have, we were at a hotel a couple of years ago on Christmas Day where they were putting, the restaurant was there. There's people on the front reception. And, you know, we really went out of our way to try and be friendly and be, you know, make them feel like they were having a special day. Even though it's just a normal work day for them.
Well, look, there's pros and cons, isn't there? As I said, when you're in a position where you don't have to, maybe you don't. Well, my sister worked it for 10 years and she hated it. Like, she missed out on Christmas lunches. And the reason they rostered her on is because she didn't have kids. That's very unfair.
It is unfair.
At least ask people first.
You should have the choice.
Yeah. Yeah. But someone's got to do it. So if you are working Christmas Day,
thank you.
We do appreciate it. And look, I think there should be a rule that you should be able to take whatever food's in other people's drawers on Christmas Day.
Definitely.
Like a Christmas pardon. Like, you're not going to get the sack for taking someone's food on Christmas Day.
As we also spoke about the garbage man the other day, if the rubbish truck is coming to you on Christmas Day, make sure you put a little something special aside for him.
And don't be a tight boss. If your staff's working, buy some food.
Make it special.
No one wants to be there. Christmas horror stories coming up. This is a fun one. Some of the worst things that have happened on Christmas Day. It's a magnet for trouble. You won't believe what's gone on. We'll let you know. A bit of fun on Christmas Podding up next.
The most wonderful time of the year starts with a Christmas podcast. You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast where Christmas calls home with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Look, we talk all things Christmas. We're going to wrap up the show real soon with one of our own Christmas tunes. In fact, it's my favourite Christmas song of all time, and we sing it. So we've jumped into a studio, done some Christmas faves. Christmas horror stories before we go. It's a magnet for trouble, Christmas Day. One of those Reddit themes, Swiss funny, some of the worst things ever happen. Granddad gets drunk and offensive. That just happens at every...
it's pretty standard,
Someone goes too far nearly every year. Surely you walk away from most Christmases going, you know, Arnie Rowe, this, again, really? Didn't we learn a lesson last time?
That, at one of our family Christmases, it was great Auntie Lottie, and she said to one of the, it wasn't to any of us, it was another person who was at the party, just like, oh, hello, Terry, you've gotten fat. It's like, love the honesty. She wasn't drunk, mind you. She was just honest.
Ruined Christmas dinners when they get burnt. That happens quite a bit. Does it really wreck the day, or is it a great story?
No, great story.
Like when I was in Scouts, I remember our Scout leader cooking up this beautiful meal of dumplings and stew. And as he was carrying it over to the table, it dropped it all over the dirt floor. And we still laugh about it. We were hungry. Yeah. We had no food. We all had to go without a meal that night. At the time, we're like, oh, I'm pretty hungry, Otter. That was his scout name, Otter. Still remember it.
Okay, there you go.
30 years on, I still remember it.
We were at a Christmas, and it was a post-Christmas family do. I think it was about the 27th. Mm. We did it one year, and it was a stinking hot Brisbane day. And the power went out at about midday. And so turkey was in the oven, things were getting reheated, and we just had to pause it. We just had to eat all the snacks, and we're like calling Energex. You know, they came out. It was an isolated thing. It was just that the Arnie and Uncle's house. Anyway, it was a postponed Christmas lunch, as in we ended up eating at like 3 or 4 p.m., didn't matter in
Still
the
talking
end.
About
we
it.
Just exactly.
Getting dumped on Christmas Day is one of the horror stories. It happens quite regularly. Too much pressure. It's a lot of pressure on Christmas
Day. Like we talk about getting engaged on Christmas Day or married on Christmas Day.
Hold
Try
it off.
Try and avoid.
Still on Boxing Day.
Any other day.
Why on Christmas Day? This is a good one, though. Unequal gifts. Some people wrote through and said, one year I got a bag of lollies, whereas my brother got a car from our auntie.
What?
Hey, Sam, there's a packet of, you know, McWhirters in there. Hey, Tom, there's the car keys.
Oh, no. And I've got one more as well that someone was telling me the other day. Spent most of Christmas Day in the animal emergency when their dog inhaled a box of favourites unwrapped. Oh, sorry, wrapped. Like, wrapped in the foil, the dog got into the box and ate a kilogram of chocolates.
As long as no one dies.
Well, the dog nearly did.
Way to lower the tone.
I know. Anyway, keep your chockies away from the pups.
There was a reason I left unequal gifts to last.
Oh, sorry. I thought of that one. I wanted to add it in.
Oh, okay.
It's a public service announcement.
And Vanessa doesn't add a lot to this show, folks. So whenever she has an idea, I often let her throw it in.
Please.
Oh, do you want to go there? Out of the 438 topics we've done this year. 438 topics. I've done 436.
That's not true.
It is
That's
true.
That's an exaggeration. Let's not fight in the week before Christmas.
I love it.
A Christmas pardon. Maybe I can be on your Christmas
you're
pardon
not here for
list.
Your, you're not here for your brainstorming, that's for sure. You bring so much else to the party.
That's what I was talking about. You said you give nothing to the show. I'm like, well, I give so much more than just a list of topics.
I don't mean you bring nothing. I mean, yes.
Yeah, well, careful with how you word
You bring
it.
No topics to the show.
No,
but you bring so much
role.
Else.
Exactly.
You bring so much
more.
We all
play our role.
How about we sing it out in a minute? Because you know what? You're singing pretty much solo. So let's
Exactly. What did I bring to the songs?
I had to force you into it, but I was so glad I did. We'll do that and wrap it up next.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Let's do a quick mailbag before we wrap it up with one of our own tunes. We literally did go to a studio and record a whole heap of Christmas favourites, which we'd love to roll out at the end of every episode. Before we get there, thank you for your mail. Like, we really feel you're part of the show. So
okay.
We'd love that you listen and
let us know
what you think.
Thank you to everyone who is writing in. We do really love to get the mail, and it's a great opportunity to just give a shout out on the podcast to people who like to say where they're listening from, how they started listening, what their favourite things are about Christmas. So this kind of followed on from one of our previous topics around making Christmas food from scratch or pre-buying, but I really appreciated Michelle's input when she spoke about the ice cream Christmas pudding that she makes. Now, Christmas pudding, when you live in a hot climate, first of all, you have to steam a Christmas pudding for many hours, so your kitchen is really heating up.
Is it steamed or boiled?
Well, steamed, because you usually are putting it over a water bath.
Okay, yep.
So that is steaming.
Because I'm buying one this year. I'm not making a pudding.
Okay.
Yep.
Fair enough. That's fine. Each to their own. You do you. But Michelle's talking up the ice cream pudding, which is perfect for our kind of climate, which you can pre-make in the week before Christmas. You can add all those beautiful Christmas flavours. Put in chunks of gingerbread. Put in some ginger.
Idea.
You put in cherries or fruit and then you just pull it out on the day and it cools everyone down.
Can I give you a hot tip on that? Because we did that for a birthday cake this year.
Yes.
And chocolate lollies go very hard. They're hard on the teeth. And Jubi lollies also turn hard when you put it back in the freezer. So you got, I think the cookie idea is and Christmas cake cut up,
it's
great
like
idea.
Gummy bears.
Yeah.
Gummy bears are like.
Exactly.
So hard.
Very.
So anyway, thank you, Michelle, for pitching in on what's on your Christmas table. She loves to do the Christmas roast as well, usually cold roast. Mm. So, and then with vegetables that you make at home. So thanks, Michelle. I think I might consider doing the ice cream pudding as well this year for one of our
good idea.
Do's.
We're wrapping it up right now with one of our own. This is Last Christmas. This is actually my favourite version. We've done a couple of versions of this. This is the Last Christmas movie version of the song Last Christmas.
Wow.
You sound amazing in this. I know you think you can't sing, but you can nail a tune. It's one of my favourite versions of all time. Emilia Clarke does a good job too in the actual movie.
Of course she does,
but you
yes.
do a very good version as well. Another episode tomorrow. We're doing it.
Can you believe? No, we're not.
You got some stuff for tomorrow?
Yes.
All right. Just want to hand it over?
Yeah, it's coming.
Is it? You're going home this afternoon to write some, eh?
Yes.
Oh, well, Melissa will take care of tomorrow's show. No, I got some backups.
I told you some ideas.
You did. What are we doing tomorrow?
Decorating the bedroom.
Oh, yes, on tomorrow's show, should you decorate the bedroom? I can't wait. It's a no from me. Done.
Don't give it all away.
This is Last Christmas. As we like to say, it's never too early.
Never too late.
To wish someone a Merry Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. I wrapped it up and sent it with an old saying, I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
We can talk about any topic for 10 minutes.
That was like 9 minutes. It was a 9 minute chat. Oh, can we make it shorter? No, we really can't.
You're right. We've tried. Reverse psychology.
Like, we just wanted to make it shorter. That was the longest opening break we've done in a long time. Yeah. Sparrows are having a large head. So much you got to know.
Wow.
I struggle with hats.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I never see you wearing hats.
Well, I've got good hair, so I don't wear. I do.
So I never. I do say so. Myself.
Well, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Oh, you've got okay hair.
Okay, like, what are you talking about? Well, I've got a very full head of hair for my age. I've got a lot of mates that don't have anywhere near as much.
Yeah,
hair
no,
as me.
That's true. You've got volume.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying it's not like a wow hairstyle.
Wow, that's like, so rude.
It's just, so, going a bit grey.
It is, and only in the last 12 months.
Yeah. So it's not like people wouldn't see you and go, wow, like wow, that guy has.
Yeah,
really
do.
Good hair.
They do. All my bald mates do. Wish I had hair like you. Sucks to be you, mate. 26 minutes and we still dropped a topic.
Let's keep them short, hey?
Yeah, good idea.